Hi, my name is Woody Mann, and welcome to the Roots of Robert Johnson series. It's a catchy title and also a good excuse to get into the music of other great blues artists. And I just want to say at the outset, before we get into any of the material, that the purpose of the series isn't to overanalyze Johnson's music or to diminish his importance or his uniqueness or originality in any way, but rather to just to show the climate that he came up in and where he learned from. Just like all blues musicians and musicians in general learn from each other, borrow ideas, cop riffs, things like that. Just to see that some of his tunes, it's easy to see that he learned from directly from other recordings. Other musicians, he listened to the techniques, and it's clear that it showed up in his playing, in his own unique way of playing. And like I said, it's not to diminish his uniqueness, but rather to show how great he really was, that he took a lot of these sounds, a lot of the actual tunes, the techniques, and put it together in his own way. And just to give you, the player, some idea of, like I said, where he's coming from, and to get into the musical climate of the era. Some of the tunes, it's very easy to see where he got his material. Some's not so clear, and we'll get into all those, the discussion of all those ideas. And I have a great lineup of artists for you and some nice tunes and some repertoire. So why don't we listen to Kokomo Blues, and then we'll get back, we'll return, we'll tune up, get into the tune, and we'll discuss his music in great detail, see how it affects Johnson's music and vice versa. And this is Kokomo Blues by the great Scrapper Blackwell.